Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Carol Schuler, and no surprise, we're going to talk about Relay for Life. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, LaVon.
It's happening again. Do you know how many years?
Yes, this is our 15th year.
Wow. Well, we should have a little celebration. You know, it's 5, 10, 15, but whatever. Every year is a celebration. It's unbelievable to me, Carol, how many people are involved in the planning as well as on the actual Relay for Life Day.
Actually, we have about 20 on the planning committee. And on those committees themselves, there are additional people that help out all the time. So it's an amazing community effort to raise funds for the American Cancer Society.
And it goes on all year long anymore. It isn't just a one event. But we need to tell people the date, and just in case somebody is new in the community, the place, and then we're going to talk about the times of various events.
Very good. The relay itself will be held Friday, June 21st, so it's coming right up. We start at 6 o'clock with the survivor's lap, and we finish about 10:30. So we have an entire evening of entertainment, fun, and fellowship.
And it is held where?
At the Atlantic High School track. So you're all welcome to come up.
Okay. Lots of parking there, although you may have to walk a few steps, but lots of parking there. And, of course, on that grounds, there's some walking, too. So plan to do some walking. Not always, but I'm going to say almost always. It's a nice evening just to get out and be with friends and meet new people.
Yes, a lot of what we do that evening is social. We celebrate survivors, and all those survivors are invited to come at 4:30 and have a meal provided by Hy-Vee. So we invite survivors and a family member to attend.
And that's a really nice recognition of people. I think it's just a kind of an energy provider for everybody to know that the survivors are being recognized, both with the dinner and with that first lap.
Absolutely. That first lap, as we go around the track and we call their names, people applaud. We hope it just gives them a little bit of an oomph, something they needed maybe to continue that fight against cancer.
And how do you define a survivor?
A survivor is anyone who has ever been diagnosed, meaning it could be 1 minute from the point of diagnosis. So, yes, everyone that's been diagnosed with cancer is a survivor.
All right. So if you haven't participated in this before as a survivor, hey, join up because you'll get some great energy from it. Well, let's start. We mentioned the dinner and that first lap. What are some of the other things that are happening throughout the evening at various times?
Okay. One of the things that we have, of course, are teams. And if you don't have a team, of course, you're invited to come anyway. But those teams have team campsites. And this year, a little different is they are selling, or you're welcome to sell items. Those teams, some of them are having bake sales. Some of them are selling items they made. So bring your pocketbook and be sure and come and maybe participate and walk around to the different campsites and see what's going on. We do have entertainment, though, all night long. Sheltered Reality is a drum corps that will be kicking off right after the survivor's lap. So they'll be energetic and fun, and they will entertain for that first hour, about 6:30 to 7:30. After that, we have Sarah Masker. Most of these are just local wonderful singers or talented folks. Rachel Bowers, Amy Martison, Lisa Lillard, Taylor Williams, and of course Dance Atlantic, which is an amazing group of young people. And again, a lot of enthusiasm comes from that and positive feedback.
And it's always fun to see those young people just walking around. They got their outfits on, and they're again that energy kind of thing, as well as seeing them perform. It's just fun to see them be there. And I hope that they kind of get a lot of meaning out of this too, saying, they're contributing to the community also.
Absolutely. What we feel that they're learning that this is a good thing is to give back. And when they perform, I think we as adults get a lot out of it, or individuals, but I think they get a lot out of it too and learn that this is a great thing to do.
Okay, so entertainment all evening long. What else is going on?
Well, we also have a new food vendor this year. We have CJ Barbecue that will be setting up at 5 and serving anyone who wants to come out and eat. And you don't have to be a part of Relay or anything. Just come on out and sit in the stands. The Kiwanis Club will also be serving food. They've been a supporter of us for many years. So that's a great way. The Relay is an a family activity. We have activities for kids. I know they're looking at some games and participation like that, but also a bounce house. The YMCA has donated. Been a big type of thing that kids just love to get in there. I suppose adults too, but kids just love to go in, and it makes them feel very free.
Yeah. And that's something they could do every day. You know, that doesn't ever wear out, going to the bounce house, I think. So that's great to have that on the grounds too.
Our Smart Shop this year, one of the ways that Relay reaches out to the community is giving them education, things about cancer that maybe they weren't aware of. So our Smart Shop, and that's headed by Carla Akers, is promoting healthy eating habits. The Iowa State University will be there with some healthy snack items. Carla will be there with her tobacco and care for yourself program. One of the things that she's promoting this year is a lap to learn more about different cancers. And the entire group, everyone will be invited to the education team tent, pick up a banner of different colors, and then learning those cancers that associated with that. Mm-hmm. There will be a prize, by the way. You'll put your banner back in and your name into a drawing. And so there's free door prizes there. Along with education, then, are things that she wants to give back mm-hmm. to the walkers.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, again, if you've participated in the past, you've stopped by the Smart Shop because there's always interesting things going on there. Okay, Smart Shop, what about luminaries?
Luminaries, they've always been a wonderful way to honor survivors and or remember someone who's had cancer and passed away. This year, the luminaries are a little different. We are handing out luminaries all over the community, and if there's been a sponsor, we like at the Whitney Bank, for example, we have set a bag of luminaries. What we have found is some families would like to color on those bags, maybe put grandpa's name or grandma's, maybe she liked to grow flowers, so a picture from the grandkids. So it's a way for them to celebrate and remember those special people in their lives. Again, it's for a $5 donation. They can be purchased ahead of time, or they can be purchased the night of Relay. So we welcome you to participate in that.
Is there a special place on the grounds where those will be for sale?
Actually, as you walk through the main gate there at the Atlantic High School, the teams will be registering, but then just a little farther in before that gate is a place where luminaries can be purchased.
Okay, so that's good to know. And, of course, you usually wait till it's a little dark to get those all lit. That's a huge job.
That is a huge job. It's amazing. Our luminary team start setting those out right after the doors open, almost at 5 o'clock. And what they do is all evening long, they take those luminaries and light them then at about dusk. We usually get that started about 9:30. Great weather. It'll be dark about that time.
And as you mentioned earlier, if you don't participate in any other way, you can always come and sit in the bleachers and just see the luminaries and hear the names as they're read.
Right. It is just a way to remember those. Chris Parks does a wonderful job of announcing. He's part of our committee, and he works with that Relay online, too. So sometimes people want to make a donation, and they don't want to come up that night. So Relay Online is another way for them to do that.
And mentioning donations, there have been things going on all year long to give money to Relay for Life. Anything new and different that you've noticed? I just know there are groups all over the county that are doing that in various ways.
Actually, it has been fun to watch that happen, too. I know one of our realtors in town, they sell cheese balls at Christmas times. Mm-hmm. Molly Manufacturing has a weekly meal, and the people donate money toward that meal, and then that money goes to Relay for Life. We've seen bake sales, of course. We've seen, like, the tractor ride that's coming up, actually the day of Relay, and that pulls in a little different group of people. They make a donation, and they ride on their tractors all day, and then that donation goes to Relay for Life. So there's no wrong way. In fact, it's fun to see the different ways that people do raise money to give to the American Cancer Society.
Lots of creativity there. And I think that all of us know someone who's had cancer, and so it touches everybody in some way. Other activities that you want to mention? Have we touched on all of them?
I think maybe we've touched on most of them. Right off the top of my head, I can't think of anything except probably that survivor's lap. If you're able to come up and celebrate those survivors, clap for them, applaud them, let them know you care. Relay for Life, of course, raises funds, but it is a pat on the back for those people who need that extra support. Mm-hmm. So come up. Just come up and enjoy the evening and sit in the bleachers if you're not on a team. And if you're not on a team, if you are on a team, just come up and enjoy the evening.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that it's a very social event, and for something that can be so scary and so on, this is really a fun event, a very positive event.
Yes, and actually it's the entire community then supporting the people that are there. You know, it's just not one or two. So the entire community comes together and really gives them that support they need.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Carol Schuler, who is chairman of getting all of this stuff done, along with all the other people who work on it. Until next time, here's a thought. I've learned never to be surprised if what must inevitably happen happens right now.